Good morning again, everybody. We are so excited for what God has in store for you today. And we have special guests with us this morning. Kevin and Cindy Suter, formerly of Brookings, South Dakota, now of the greater United States of America, Florida, Spearfish, wherever their feet finds to land. It is anointed and blessed ground, and they are sharing the love of Jesus. Pastor Kevin and former Pastor Kevin, I'm still going to call you Pastor Kevin probably till my last breath. Yes. So Kevin and Cindy pastored along with Pastor Dave and Jeannie Kaufman at Holy Life Tabernacle in Brookings, where we go for our pastors' conferences, and have gone since 1996, I think. Pastor Kevin and Cindy pastored there for 36 years, and let me tell you, the number of times that we left this place, that we got in our vehicle and drove out questioning, I don't know if we can do this anymore. Anyone ever been burnt out? Anyone ever been wounded, hurt, tired, lacking in vision, lacking in faith, right? Lacking in finances, right? Discouraged. Anyone ever been discouraged? Come on, all seven of you. And we would drive in to Holy Life Tabernacle, and as Stephen said, the joy bomb would go off. And the number of times that Kevin and Cindy, along with the other people there, would speak life into us, and speak vision into us, and speak destiny into us, and speak hope into us. And we'd walk away just transformed.
Thank you, Jesus.
So this place, as a result, directly and indirectly of their ministry, that you have an inheritance here, Kevin. These people are your people. They don't necessarily know you, but these guys are a part of you indirectly for us keeping going all these years. For you guys pouring into us, we can then come back and pour into them. And so we're so thankful for the years that you've served there, and we're so thankful for you guys tearing up the streets now and sharing Jesus every chance that you get all across this nation. And so welcome, Kevin Suter. Yeah.
God bless you, Pastor Kirk. God, and so appreciate you guys. What a huge blessing to be here. And I got the first lady, Miss America, right here. So thankful. We've been going steady for 55 years and married 51 and got 8 grandkids, starting about 29 down to 14, I guess. But what a blessing it is to be here with you guys. You know, I'm telling you, how many know you come in one way, you leave a different way. And Pastor Kirk and Marnie and Sissy and Steve and Jimmy, there's so many pastors in the house. Thank you for all that you're doing. Amen. Dave and everybody. You know, how many know we're all in the ministry? And, you know, I have felt that way. I have stood up on a Sunday morning and felt flatter than a potato chip ran over by, or potato chip bag ran over by a Mack truck. Somebody say amen to that.
Amen.
I mean flat. But then the Holy Ghost. Somebody say the Holy Ghost. I got to stay within these perimeters. The Holy Ghost inside of me keeps telling me and telling me that God is up to something good. And so we're thankful to be in the ministry. I got my friends here, Perry and Nancy Swenson. They were from the days of Wine and Roses. And we've known them for 40-some years. And I'm telling you, I love to brag about Jesus because we were on the recycle bin. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Yeah. And, you know, every one of us got a bent left rim. And Perry and I proved that point. I didn't know he was coming. He was coming from his cabins up in Sisseton. And he showed up and said, you know what time service is? Come on in. Turn your name and say, come on in. Amen. So glad you're here today. And we love this church. And, of course, Pastor Dwight. And we've been here. It's been a long time ago. But so thankful for all God is doing in your life. Hey, let me give you some great news for you today, that God believed in you before you believed in you. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
He got way more faith in you missing it than you ever make missing it than making it. Amen. He wants you to make it. Praise God. He's got way more faith in you being an absolute knockdown, drag-out success story than ever being a failure. Amen. See, Cindy and I were in the third of the class that made the upper two-thirds possible. They just don't recognize that. Got no thanks for it, but so thankful. You know, and so those who have been forgiven much never seem to really get over it, and we're still getting over it. And we love to share the old story how the Savior came from glory. How he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. And so thankful, praise him. So, you know, he could take you from a casualty to a champion. Somebody say amen. Amen. And he does that because he gives you the Holy Spirit and he saves you from you. I used to pray the prayer, deliver me from me, because I was my own worst enemy, praise God. But today I wanted to share just some things that I can't give something away until I own it. And in the last couple of months, I've really felt like I wanted to point at the devil and tell him to get his hands off my family, off my church, off my stuff. You know, you go into the enemy's camp and take back what the devil took. Somebody say amen. Enough is enough. I've come to get my stuff. I'm going back into the enemy camp and take back what the devil took. And I'm going to tell you something. You can do it because you got the Holy Ghost in you. Praise God. The battle's over. Praise God. And he is defeated. Thank you, Jesus. Well, Romans chapter 8, verse 37. And I was thinking about the Apostle Paul who penned this, because Romans chapter 8, verse 37, it says this. It says, nay, in all things we're more than conquerors through him that loved us. Well, who's him? That's Jesus. Say Jesus. Jesus is a name heaven has never hesitated to honor. Hell is a name that never failed to tremble at. The name of Jesus. Jesus. Sweetest name I know. So Paul said that we're more than conquerors. But I don't know about you, but sometimes I don't feel. I don't feel like more than a conqueror. Amen. Right? I don't feel like it. But how many know? Now listen, we're talking about the terrorists of the age. He had a lot to overcome. If it wasn't for Barnabas coming alongside Paul, he was nuclear waste to the other apostles. They didn't want to be around him. And we know now he wrote most of the New Testament. But back then, if it wasn't for Barnabas coming alongside of him and standing up for Paul along the way, he would have never got this revelation that he was more than a conqueror. But I got great news for you. You're more than a conqueror. What he does for anybody, he'll do for everybody, because he's not a respecter of people, but he is a respecter of his word, and his word never changes, praise God. So you can come in one way, leave a different way. Come in down, leave up. Come in discouraged, leave encouraged. Come in sick, leave well. Because that's what he does. He's in the restoration business. That's what he does best, praise God. So he said, I'm more than a conqueror. Well, praise God that he got that revelation that caused a revolution in his life when he was able to do what he did, praise God. But how many know that was then? Say, turn to your neighbor and say, that was then. This is now. This is now. So now, see, now we're on the stage of praise. Now we make a choice to rejoice. Now we get up on Sunday mornings and we come in and we share the good news, praise God. Because some little girl will show up on your step on a Saturday morning and say, can I talk to you? Yeah. We have that happen. When you've been around as long as these guys, I said, somehow, Kirk, we've had 51 pastors, I say we, Pastor Dave and Jeannie, have 51 pastors conference at the church, and Kirk's been at 48 of them. And he married that child when she was 9. Oh, no, I'm just kidding. But there was two a year. But I don't know how Kirk, being so young, has been around so long. But I'll tell you, it shows. And then Steve and Trista are so sweet. And we thank you for your ministry as well. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Yeah, hallelujah. So you need the Holy Ghost. How many know without the Holy Ghost, the devil will run over you. Amen. He'll take you, eat your lunch, and pop the paper bag it came in. Right? But with the Holy Ghost, oh man, say with the Holy Ghost. See, with the Holy Ghost, we can do all things through Christ because he strengthens me. I can stand up on a Sunday morning and tell the goodness of God in the land of the living. Hallelujah. Revelation chapter 12, 10 says, we overcome him. Who's him? That's the devil. Turn to him and say, that's a devil. We overcome him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. And the Bible says this. It says that he's the accuser of the brethren. It said he's cast down, which accused the saints night and day. Well, he never wears out. You know, Jesus is the same today and forever. And how many know so's the devil? Right? He accuses us night and day, 24/7, 365. And so you might as well face the music and put it in your heart that I'm not going to be discouraged about what the devil does. Not when Jesus has given us everything we need to be more than a conqueror in Jesus. Hallelujah. So we're so thankful. So we overcome him. Who's him? That's the devil. By the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. So how many know your mountain needs to hear your word, right? Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. You got something to say so about, praise God. And boy, that song was just so magnificent. Boy, I know where I'd go to church if I lived here. Somebody say amen to that. Amen. That worship is like, get out. We get all over, but that is spanking. It's really, really anointed. So thank you for your work. And I know it's like Tuesday comes around. It takes work. Somebody say work. And so you show up and you do it for Jesus, but then it comes off like a nuclear bomb. It was very, very, very anointed. So thankful for that. Praise God. Well, how many know the high cost of living isn't nothing compared to the cost of living high? And so we were really in need of a savior, praise God. Great big God, little bitty devil, I'm going to sing my praise to the great big God. We're in Let the Lion Loose Ministries, on the road with Jesus, and praise God. And so there's a lion that lives in you. Amen. His name is Jesus, praise God. Our t-shirts say Jesus tougher than hell, because he is tougher than hell. The battle is over, thank you, Jesus. Amen. Oh, thank you, Lord. Yeah, bent left rim. Every one of us got it. Thank you, Jesus. Scrap pile. Yeah, we were in the scrap pile, but how many know he's in the good news is he's in the restoration business. So he can take what that old junk and really make something really keen out of it. Like the 57 Chevy, when you go downtown, they pulled it out of the back 40 and buffed that baby out, put a new headliner in, put a short block in. Pretty soon you walk down on Main Street, you go, ooh. Look at your neighbor, go, ooh. You come in one way, you leave a different way. But that's what God does for us. You know, a lot of us were in the scrap pile. And now they go, ooh, really? I was 27 years old, I couldn't read. And I said, I was in the third of the class and made the upper two-thirds possible. We weren't kidding. But then, you know, you get born again. God can do a lot when you get born again. And you know, anyway, so thankful. You know, I like bragging on Jesus because he's worthy to receive honor, glory, and power with thanksgiving. Somebody say amen to that. Amen. So thankful. Praise God. See, your problem today is your ministry tomorrow. Yeah. Right? Yeah. It really is. Your problem today is your ministry tomorrow. It happens all the time. Thank you, Jesus. So Paul really had to get a revelation along by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit that he was not what he used to be. And we are not what we used to be. And I glance backwards once in a while and talk about it because it's worthy of a great testimony. Isaiah said, forgetting those things which are behind and looking forward to those things which are before. It says, remember not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I'm doing a new thing. Say new thing. God, I'm going to tell you this. God is doing something new. There's a new direction you're going to be going, praise God. There's a breaking in the spirit off some of you, praise God. And God is up to something new. I'm going to tell you that seasons change, and the season you're in right now is about to change radically. There's going to be a turnaround. Somebody say turnaround. God is going to turn you around. You're in a situation today that God said, I'm breaking that off you, says the Lord. And you're going to see light at the end of the tunnel. There's going to be a second wind. Somebody say second wind. You know, I used to like to fight in the old days, and sometimes you'd be about the ninth or eighth, you'd be worn out, but then you get that second win. That reminds me of Daddy that rode 70 miles. And don't you say a word, Jim. 70 miles. Can you imagine that? 70 miles on a bike without a motor? Anyway, God bless you, Jimmy. And I rode 8 with an electric bike. I told Jimmy, don't you say a word, Jimmy. Don't you look at me. Don't you say a word. And he did pretty good. He kept his head down, smiled. 70 miles, praise God. That's called a second wind. You know, you might feel like you're worn out and you're out of gas and your tank's on empty and you got low tires. Somebody say amen. But then all of a sudden, the Holy Ghost, praise God, flatter than a popcorn bag smashed with a Mack truck, praise God. You feel that way. That's the way Paul, he said, I'm more than a conqueror. Hallelujah to that. Thank you, Jesus. So thank you, Lord. Without the Holy Ghost. Oh, thank God for the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Don't remember the former things. How do you think Peter felt? Talk about the former things. If you look up who was the most failure in the Bible? Boom, goes to Peter. I'm thinking, poor Peter. Man, I would have. They all ran, by the way. Yeah. Wasn't just Peter. They all ditched the Lord that night. But Peter got the name tag about being a super failure, you know. And that's just not true, praise God. When God, we all know the story that God anointed him. He said, where's Peter? And he said, Peter, he told him before that, Peter, Satan has desired to have you that he may sift you of wheat, but I prayed for you. Yeah. I'm telling you what, with Jesus in your boat, you're not going under, you're going over, praise God. You're not going to be a doormat for the devil, hallelujah. God is up to something good. He has stamped you, highlighted you, colored you, and said, he is mine. Handpicked. Somebody say handpicked. Hand-picked. You're handpicked, hallelujah. You got net worth. He bankrupt heaven for us. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So discouragement can come on anybody. Rich, poor. Beautiful or not. It can hide behind a new suit or a new dress. Brand new makeup or not. From Gucci to Goodwill. Anybody can be discouraged. But God can fill your tank. You can just feel, I'm telling you, that's happening right now. There is an infusion right now that's happening. It's an infusion of the Holy Ghost. He's walking in the midst of the 7 candlesticks right now, praise God. He's running through the aisles, hallelujah. And God is infusing you right now, says the Lord. I'm infusing you. I'm breaking off the old and I'm causing a new thing to come into your life, hallelujah. Yeah, you're going to feel it, touch it, breathe it, inhale it. It's going to be the children's bread. Somebody say hallelujah. It can happen to a CEO, to a janitor, because it happened. We're alive and well. But we have to train our brain. Somebody say amen. To train your brain to get into the Word of God and then use it like an offensive weaponry. Thank you, Jesus. Satan is the accuser of the brethren. The Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 12, it says, beloved, think it not strange if some strange event has happened unto you concerning the fiery darts of the wicked one. I went to my class A coachman, and I'm working on it. All of a sudden, I look and I thought, hey, my car trailer's gone. I'm thinking, what happened? So I went and knocked on the thing. Hey, you didn't happen to move my car trailer? No. I'm thinking, anyway, I said, you don't have any, like, security cameras or anything? No. I said, so you call the police, and they come out, and they do a report and said, sorry. But anyway, my point is, don't think it strange as some strange thing has happened unto you concerning the fiery darts of the wicked one. But how many know? I thought it strange for 2 weeks. I thought somebody stole my car trailer. If that don't beat all, right, Jim? What up? No, I didn't put a padlock on it. We're in South Dakota, for crying out loud. You don't need a padlock. Well, those days might be going, gone. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Well, first gear's all right. Second gear, hang on tight. God's going to shift you. Like the old Beach Boys song, you're going to get into a new second gear, praise God. God's going to put some wind in your braids, hallelujah. And it's coming further, faster, and more powerful than you ever dreamt possible. This is going to be a season of change, and it's going to be a good change, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. So the Bible says, be sober, be vigilant. Now, how many know that doesn't mean you didn't go out and get drunk last night? Somebody say amen. Peter said this, 1 Peter 5:8, be sober, be vigilant, for your adversary, the devil. Say the devil. He's got a name, but Jesus has got a bigger name, hallelujah, the devil. He walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour, praise God. Thank God for what God is doing in our lives, thank you, that he has provided everything you need. He has provided everything you need, and I'm so thankful that we can teach this to our kids, our grandkids, for the next generation. And about the time you don't think they're getting it, they're getting it. Thank you, Jesus. You know why? I'll tell you why. Because the word works every time. Every time I stand up to preach, every time I know that there's an anointing behind the preaching. It's not me. It is the word of God. It changes us from glory to glory into the same image of Jesus Christ. Praise God. It works every time. Hallelujah. Bottoms up. No contest. It's over. Thank you, Jesus. So be sober. That means just be minded about the things of God. Remember the scriptures. Preach the scriptures. Thank you, Lord. So many miracles in this room. Boy, Perry and Nancy, if I had time, I could tell you their story. And it's an amazing story of grace. Thank you, Jesus. So again, you know, just think of where we came from. You look in the rearview mirror just for a second, but then you go forward, and it's so profound. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So be sober. Think about those things. Apply those things. Thank you, Jesus. God has not given us a spirit of fear. But let me tell you what he has. Of power, love, and of a sound mind. Somebody say amen to that. Amen. Thank God. Just the opposite. It's always the opposite. It's always the opposite of what the devil's telling you. You know, you ain't got nothing going. You're here and you're there, and you're a low grade of sand and gravel. And I'm thinking to myself, well, yeah, you're a chump. You know, you made a lousy angel. And I'm going to tell you something else that God has anointed. Totally, the Bible says that we're going to judge angels. Come on. That's what it says. The church is going to judge angels. The devil ain't got nothing. All he's got is talk. He's got the loudest mouth in town. Thank you, sweet Jesus, for the truth. Amen to that. Yeah, we think it's strange. I think, don't think it's strange? Normally I do for a while. Amen. How many know he can get rid of all your crazies? You know, some of us ought to be on medicine. But he can get rid of all your crazies. He can get your head screwed on straight. Amen. He can get you thinking like you ought to. Amen. Oh, thank God. If I had time to tell you the miracles that God has done. We were so broke when we were first married. I'd come home and I'd see there wasn't any lights. And I'd go, did Cindy go, you got to pay the bill to have light, right? Yeah. No, I'm telling you, we were kind of slow learners, but bad news, it didn't happen just once. Did you know on our first date, we ran out of gas 3 times? and the gas was 26 cents a gallon. And I still ran out 3 times. Bear with me. I'll be right back. Amen. I ran a Phillips 66 station back in 67. Amen. Matter of fact, 67. Nancy Sinatra sang that song. These boots are made for walking. And that's just what they'll do for one of these days. These boots are going to walk all over you. Somebody say amen to that. See, once you get the Holy Ghost, you can put on those boots and start walking. Amen. I'll tell you what, God has a plan, and it's a good one. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. redemption. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Yeah. I'm going to share just a little bit more, but what I'm going to share is going to absolutely, totally, radically change your life forever. I can guarantee it. Turn to your neighbor and say, are you ready? What I'm about to share is going to be so sensational to you that you will never be the same. Praise God. And it's right in the Word of God. It works every time. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I was thinking about Gideon. You know, he was hiding out in the wine press and he was listening to all the lies of the devil, right? And people do. I mean, you either do or you don't, right? So he's hiding out in the wine press. Oh, you mighty man of valor. What? Yeah, oh, you mighty man of valor. He got down to 300 and, you know, he beat the enemy, praise God. But he had to get what God said about him inside. Somebody say inside. Thank God for that. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. So thankful. Well, I want to share a few scripture verses. They're all found, and I could have given you scripture verses, but I forgot. Turn to you, say, he forgot. Yeah, he forgot. All right. But I do want to share this with you. This is so, so good. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Yeah. Yeah, we were in the full throttle, tall bottle club. How many were in that club? Oh, I see a few of you. Okay. Full throttle, tall bottle. But yeah, it was yesterday, and yesterday's gone. Amen. And we're so thankful that what he does. But how many know you can take your testimony and people can relate to it? We're just, you know, we did jailhouse ministry for so many years. And so people are hurting. But you got an answer of the hope that lies within you, praise God. Some kid stole my Indian motorcycle. I shared this last night. And we came out of the Dairy Queen. I was with my carpenter friend. And the girl said, I saw everything. I said, what? And she said, I saw him take your motorcycle and run it into that truck over there. And she said, and he went that way. I said, what way? That way. So we jumped in the car and I'm getting my phone out. And I said, yeah, somebody stole my motorcycle, wrecked it in the parking lot. And I said, we're on his tail, and told him where they were. Pretty soon there was five cop cars. Zoom. And they had him standing there. And I walked up to him and I said, hey, turn your name and say, hey. 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 I said, you stole my motorcycle. And he said, dead drunk. I didn't steal your motorcycle. I said, you got your Budweiser sandal on your right foot. I got your other Budweiser sandal back at the crime scene. And I said, you stole my motorcycle and you wrecked it. And he said, so he's mumbling away. They put him away. Well, then the next week, somebody say next week. Next week, it's time to do jail. I said, I'll see you on Sunday, and I didn't mean church. That was in the afternoon down at the county jail. So I came in, Pastor Kevin, how you doing? Yeah, real good. He said, hey, that guy that stole your Indians upstairs. I said, well, tell him to come on downstairs. I said, I'm not mad at him. I wish he wouldn't have stolen, but anyway, I don't think he ever did. But anyway, God is able to bring back your money, amen. 2 years later, we're sitting at home, and the mail came, and there's a check for $2,200 or something. I seriously didn't know where it came from. I had to call the clerk of courts and say, what is that? They said, did you have a motorcycle stolen? And I said, oh. I thought, that guy paid up. He paid up. Well, the devil's going to pay you back for everything he stole. Thank you, Lord. All right, turn to your neighbor and say, here we go. I want you to see this, praise God. This is so crazy cool. Okay, here we go. Romans chapter 8, verse 30. The Bible says, moreover, whom he did predestinate, he also called, and he called them, and he justified them, and he justified them and glorified them. Now, I don't know about you, but how many know if that's all he did was justify us, that's more than we ever, ever could deserve, praise God. But that's what it says. He said that he justified us, praise, just as if you never sinned. Now, I'm going to tell you something, that is so important to put in your arsenal, praise God, that you, in God's sight, Jesus is your brother. If you've asked Jesus in your heart, hallelujah, and you're blood-bought, born again by Jesus, God bankrupt heaven to save us, hallelujah. And so I want you to focus on that. When the loudmouth comes along telling you that you don't belong, And I love to say this. You know, there's people right in this room right now. Look at me. You fit here. You belong here. You not only belong here, you have a ministry here, praise God. So some of you come in, you're thinking, man, I feel like the crushed bag of potato chips. No, actually, that's the lie. You belong here, pray. You fit here. I see you someday being integral parts of this entire ministry, this Holy Ghost Spirit-filled ministry, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. So then it says, okay, here we go. It says, what shall we say then? Verse 35, he says, what are we going to say about all this good news? What shall we say then about these things? How many know your mountain, say it back, say your mountain needs to hear your voice. What shall we say about God called Kevin, justified Kevin, and glorified Kevin? Well, I better say somebody shout hallelujah, praise God, thank you, Jesus. Came in one way, I'm going home a different way, praise. I got an answer of the hope that lies within me to everybody that would ask and some that don't. Amen to that. So what shall we say then? It says this, if God be for us, who could be against us? That's kind of like a drop mic. You know, if God be for us, who can be against us? Holy smokers. That's so amazing. So if God be for me, who can be against me? Not your bills, not your past, how many know he's constantly trying to drag us back to the Old Testament, praise God, and we're in the New Testament. As a matter of fact, the Bible says we're able ministers, watch this, of the New Testament. Ooh. You know why that feels so good? Because it is that good. People say it's too good to be true. No, it's so good it is true. Praise God that we're able ministers of the New Testament. Praise God. Thank you, G. Old is gone, new has come. Thank you, Lord. Moreover, thank you. What shall we say about these things? Oh, man. Jesus, I am so thankful. He walks with me, he talks with me. I get up every morning, I have my little cup of coffee, and there's just a sanctuary there, and just muse on him. And I come to the garden alone while the dew is still on the roses. And the voice I hear calling in my ear, none other has ever known, praise God. His voice is so sweet that the birds stop their singing. That's what it's like. It's a holy, holy moment, you know what I'm saying? And y'all know what I'm talking about. That's what I'm going to say about that, praise God. What shall we say about that? If God be for me, who could be against me? So the minute the devil, and oh, by the way, you ain't going to get to your car before he's going to start talking. Somebody say amen to that. You're not going to get to your car. You're probably talking already. Amen. So we have an answer, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. And it says, if God be for us, who can be against us? Thank you, Jesus. Then here's why, verse 32. He who spared not his own son. Wow. Right? He bankrupt heaven. Now, see, we hear this so often that we go, yeah, I get it, but we need to apply it. He who spared not his own son, but delivered him up for all of us, how shall he not freely give us all things? Oh, man, we so underestimate the power of your sphere of influence. Oh, there's people looking at you like, man, you're from another planet. Thank you, Jesus. You're walking to a different drummer. The Bible says, he who spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us, how much more freely give us all things, thank God. Yeah. Well, we don't walk in no more and hope that the lights are still on. That's how you start. That's not how you finish. Somebody say amen. That's how you start. That's not how you finish, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. He'd give you a brain. We've got the mind of Christ. You know, what he does for anybody, he'll do for everybody. Not a respecter of people, but he's a respecter of his word. Thank you, Lord. Three more scripture verses, but this will change your life. Thank you, Jesus. Bible says this in verse 33. Who then shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It's God that justifies. Well, I'll tell you who's going to blame you. The devil. Somebody say amen to that. He's going to blame you before you get out the door, praise God. And that's what it says. You know what it says? Diablo. He comes with a legal argument to slander you. How many know what slander is? Oh, amen. Yeah. He comes with a legal argument to slander you. You know what overdoes that? Is the blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony. Praise God. Thank you, sweet Jesus. How shall we? He freely give us all things. I am so thankful for Jesus, who's able to do everything for us. And it says this, verse 34, who then, who shall be, give us, freely give us all things, thank you, Lord. You know, we might be a diamond in the rough, but we're diamonds sure enough. Somebody say amen. Right? Right? And it says, that's Diablo. That's the enemy, the liar. Thank you, Jesus. And the last, verse 34 says, who that condemns us? And then it says, who will lay anything, who is it he that condemneth? It is Christ, yea, rather that is risen again, who is on the right hand of God and makes intercession for us. And finally, verse 35, it says, who shall separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus? Did you know the number one Googled question about God is, why does God hate me? Can you imagine that? See, people, if you don't know Jesus, you don't know that he sent his son to die in your place, praise God. He doesn't hate you. He loves you. He made a way where there was never a way for you, praise God. I just love that, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. So that he made a way where there was no way. Now, in 1979, praise God, I didn't know all this good news here. Amen. All I knew is that I needed help. Somebody say, help. I needed help. I really needed help. We just were just very, very, very lost, and we needed a Savior that would come. How many know, you didn't go looking for him. He came looking for you. He left the 99 good ones, right? You stay there. I got to go look for Jim. Sorry. No, you stay there. I'm going to go look for Perry, right? He left the 99 good ones, and he went looking for the little one that wandered off. Well, how many know we all were the little one that wandered off? And when he found him, he did not take his staff and beat that lamb back to the fold. He should have. See, we don't get what we deserve. That's my point. That's the good news about 30 through 35. It's like, wow, what should we say then? Somebody shout glory, glory, glory. How the Savior came from glory. How he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I once was lost. Now I'm found. I was blind. And now I see. That's what I'm going to say about it. Thank you, Jesus. So sweet. All right. I just want to. We're going to kind of wind her down here. Say, wind her down here. All right. So in 79, I wasn't a theologian, the son of one. Amen to that. I needed a Savior. He came looking for me. I put my hand in his hand. Isn't that something? People say, it can't be that easy. It is that easy. Put your hand in the hand of the man that stilled the water. He did not come to cause the storm in your life. He came to calm the storm in your life. Put your hand in his hand. You feel like your spiritual boat's taking on a little water. Put your hand in his hand. Amen. And I just wanted to say, like the Bible says, we've all sinned, come short of the glory of God. Cindy and I didn't come a little short of the glory of God. We were not in the same county as the glory of God. But it works for everybody. The guy that's way back in the back 40, it'll work for them. Just like it worked for anybody, praise God. And so we ask the Lord to help us. You know, it says, we've all sinned, come short of the glory of God. It says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. And that's what happened. I prayed that prayer. I said, matter of fact, pray it with me right now. Just, this is the same prayer. We've had these cards reproduced many, many, many times, handed out thousands of cards. It's a Bank on Christ card. But it said this prayer, and me couldn't read, stumbling through, Cindy helped me. It said, "Dear Lord Jesus," say that with me, say, "Dear Lord Jesus, I'm really sorry for my sins. I ask you right now, help me, deliver me, save me." Say, "Peace is mine, prosperity is mine, not someday, but today. Jesus, you died for me. Starting today, I'm going to live for you." I'm going to tell you something. I read that prayer, and it started. I took a step toward God. He ran toward me. And if you prayed that prayer today, you can mark the date. Today's 26, isn't it? Just think of that. July 26th. I'm sorry, June. Excuse me. He's somewhere in August, actually. June 26th at 6 minutes to noon. I'm glad we reset our clocks. At 6 minutes to noon, I prayed that prayer. Now, because immediately the devil's going to come tomorrow or after lunch, and he's going to say, you know, it worked for everybody else. It didn't work for you. No, that's where our faith comes in. We say, no, I prayed that prayer. And I asked Jesus at 5 to 12 to help me out. So if you prayed that prayer, I want you to get ready for the new thing that God's going to do in your life. Praise God.